So I'm with Tom and Emma from the National Media Museum in Bradford, and they've come to interview me to do something that my colleagues say should have been done a long time ago, put me in a museum. So Emma, first of all, what's all this about? Why have you been interviewing me?
We're creating some video content for the new gallery that's going to explain to people how the internet was born and why it's important for their life today.
And Tom, tell us more about this new gallery. What's it about?
So the new gallery is called Life Online at the National Media Museum up in Bradford. And it begins, there's a permanent element to it in the foyer, which begins with the history and the very start of the network, all the way back to 1969. And then it coming through to the modern web and looking at where the future of the web and the internet is going. And then we've got a temporary gallery as well, which is going to be a series of artworks interpreting different themes.
And Emma, how's it coming along, this whole project? It sounds like a pretty important project.
It is. It's great. It's quite funny because Tom, the curator, knows everything there is to know about the internet, whereas I know very little. So it's a big learning curve for me. But we've got to meet some really great people like Vint Cerf and Ray Thomason and you.
And Tom, what will people actually see when this is opened? What kind of materials are going to be presented to them?
Well, it's going to be really rich and really varied. It's going to be a lot of objects, a lot of old kind of retro vintage computers that people first were logging onto bulletin board systems, time-sharing terminals to show how mainframe computers were connected to, lots of animation, lots of AV, lots of interviews with really important, interesting people. And there's going to be some giant projection units as well, so you can actually delve further into the content. So we're actually bringing in internet content so you can view YouTube and check out Wikipedia and actually use the internet to find out more about the internet, and loads of interactives as well, so we're working with some great interactive designers at the moment too.
And is this something completely new for Britain? I've seen things like this in California, for instance, and then there's a museum of computing at Bletchley Park, but you're hoping this will be something radically new?
Yeah, I think the way we're approaching it is pretty unique in terms of its history and then also the social impact as well. So there are computing galleries that look at how the kind of technical infrastructure of the internet was built. And what we want to really explore with the gallery is how it's changed everyday lives and the way we communicate with each other.
Tom and Emma, thank you very much. So that is Life Online at the National Media Museum in Bradford, and it will be opening in March 2012.
Yes.
Yep, they're nodding at me, so look out for that.